In 2011, we aired a series called Transition. It was about Tennesseans adapting to an economy in flux. Now we're checking back in to find out what, if anything, has changed for them. When we last heard from Rachel Agee, she'd lost her job. It was at a law firm that made training videos, including a relevant one about how to ethically fire someone.
The first thought that popped into my head was, oh God, how am I going to pay my mortgage?
WPLN's Kim Green caught up with Agee where she lives now, the same apartment complex where she lived before she bought her house.
Unfortunately, it is right on Harding Place, and you can hear every car that goes by, everything. Oh, this place. I just knew I was going to come crawling back a failure, and oh, it was right. Here I am. I'm back. And I thought, okay, all right, you know, this is fine. I will live to buy it again. And then, like, a year later, Nashville becomes this it city, and property values start to skyrocket. I kind of came out of that, oh, I survived it. I'm going to be okay. Oh, no, I can't afford anything. So I was applying for a lot of jobs that I did not particularly want to get. But then about 6 months later, I got a call from the state housing agency saying, hey, we've got this opening. Would you like to come in and interview for it? Yes, I am broke. I've got to have health insurance. So yeah, I did settle for that job. But it was a steady job, and that was all that mattered. Every once in a while, somebody will ask me what I do, and I'll tell them I'm an actor, and then I get this little internal thrill, but that's not what they mean. What they meant was, what do you do to make the rent? But that is not what I feel like I am. I feel like I am an actor who has a day job.
So cut to prom 86, don't dream. It's
over. My friend Nate Epler, who is this amazing local playwright, wrote a play called The Ice Treatment, written from the viewpoint of Blondie, is the name of the title character, based on sort of on the Tonya Harding story, 20 years after all of this has gone down. And Nate, one time we were sitting in a coffee house, and he said, I think I need you to play Tonya Harding for me. I really, really resonated with a woman whose life has kind of fallen apart and now deciding that she is going to tell her own story on her own terms. In this monologue, Blondie has been getting a lot of collection phone calls from the mortgage company, and she snaps. Do you know who I am? I am a person. I know it's easier for you to think of me as a collection of fill-in-the-blanks and mounting late fees, but I am more than that. I need you to stop treating me like some irresponsible teenager who skipped out on the check. I want to pay you, and you have no idea the things I am willing to do to get what I want. I just don't have it right now. This monologue could have applied to me 9 years ago, and there are parts of it that could still apply to me today, I think. And not just me, because the last 10 years have been hard on a lot of us. I think that the only way you end up being a complete failure is if you are completely unable to change. But Tonya picked up and she moved on, and I've picked up and moved on, and, you know, it's really hard to learn. Hardship helps a lot, but man, there is a piece on the other side of that. I stopped berating myself a long time ago for not achieving all of the things that 16-year-old me thought that I would have to in order to be successful. Like, I have set up in my head all of these weird goalposts that you have to have hit in order to call yourself a thing. That is not how that works. You can pursue your art fully with your whole heart, and you can also do other things to make money. You don't have to be famous or even do it full time in order to be a legitimate artist. America, I give you permission to be the thing that you are, even without the job title or the awards. Write the thing, do the thing, put your music out for heaven's sake. Don't hold back from doing what you really want to do because there might not be some big ticker tape parade at the end of it. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, America.
That's Rachel Agee talking to producer Kim Green. You can listen to her interview from 2011 at WPLN.org and watch out for more check-ins with Nashvillians we met in our Transition series on Mondays.